Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Weekly Intuitive Astrology and Energies of June 26th to July 3rd. This is Molly McCord, and thank you for joining me here on the Wednesday podcast, where we talk more about the astrology of right now. On the Monday show, we usually talk about a healing theme or an overarching astrology theme, something that's more expansive. But in the Wednesday show, we get more into some of what's happening right now in our world and hopefully gives you understanding about what's unfolding in your life. So thank you for joining me. And welcome to those of you who are new listeners. It's always my intention that you gain something from this podcast and end every episode. For those of you who are new, this is intuitive astrology, which is different. There's different types of astrology out there. There's a lot of sun sign astrology, and then there's so many different tangents of astrology. And I'm a professional astrologer who channels messages, who uses spiritual concepts, who pulls in some practical real-world examples, and I try to serve it up for you in a way that is understandable and inspiring. I believe that we always have our choices and we always have our power. And when we can regularly connect to that, when we can be reminded of ourselves and our abilities to create and live a life we love, then we can really gain greater clarity about what to do in the present moment and in the here and now. So at this time, we're going to take a look at the astrology of the end of June and beginning of July. We have the sun journeying through Cancer right now, moving through that first decan of Cancer. As I do this show, it is at 4 degrees of Cancer. And it's a little bit of a crabby time in the middle of this week because of the sun making a square to Chiron in Aries, which is at 5, almost 6 degrees. So when the sun in Cancer gets to 5 degrees and 6 degrees of Cancer, it's going to square Chiron, and there's a discomfort here. There's irritability. There's a shortness of temper, of frustration. It can feel irritable, and that's just part of how we can understand what's happening, to know it's not personal, to know it's not just you. It's just how these energies show up until we are conscious of them. The other energy that is strong right now is the moon in Aries squaring Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. That also reiterates some of these themes of frustration, of tension, of wanting something and not knowing how to get it, not knowing what to do. So we have a lot of energy right now in the cardinal planets, the cardinal signs. And the cardinal signs are Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 planets or points in the cardinal signs. So this means that we're ready to start something. You can feel it perhaps, like your desire to do something, your desire to go forward, your sense of, I want to get this going, why isn't this starting, could be part of a frustration. Could be part of the underlining energy that you feel it rising in yourself. You feel that sense of, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to set myself free. I'm ready for the new beginning, the next chapter. Or I'm just ready to be through with a certain feeling or a certain mood. So it can be the new energies you're feeling at a micro or macro level. And the Cancer energies are dominant with the Sun, North Node, Mars, and Mercury in Cancer. So I'm feeling like, you know, trust what feels right. And what I mean by that, it's okay to wait. You know, there's wisdom in waiting. There's wisdom in allowing something to, it's like I'm feeling it as when you wring out a sponge or energy, like you get rid of the excess and you release something. I feel like there's an emotional release here with this tension in the sky, with all these squares and oppositions and things just not flowing yet. There really isn't a flow, even though we're feeling that desire to do a ready, set, go. So breathe through it the middle of this week. And perhaps you don't want to interact with people. This is not good relationship energy. It really isn't. It's not. It's like you get irritated. You're annoyed. You're feeling a little spiky. You know, you've got some things out or something. Like it feels like there isn't flow. And so breathe it through. Take care of yourself. Give yourself time as needed to allow things to run its course. It won't last forever. It never does. But we're in a hot zone here, June 26, 27, 28, of these energies having an irritability and attention to them. Now, it will stabilize when the moon enters Taurus. And then we're going to also have Mercury moves into Leo on June 27th. That's going to help. But then Mars will finally end its time in Cancer July 1st. So we've got these last few days of June where we've got to just slow down, let things play out, breathe it through, and not force it. The square energy is where things can get stuck. A square means it's a 90-degree angle between two planets, and they don't have anything much in common in terms of their motivations, their intentions, and their natural energy. And so there's that blockade of, I want to do this, I want to do this, between a rock and a hard place. And that square tension can help us see what needs to shift. The energy that quote-unquote wins the square that can be more dominant is often the more aggressive energy. It's the energy that will take over, if you will, the other energy. And so I'm just feeling like right now, watch your reactions. Know that the square energy is going to loosen up and stay conscious of yourself and who you are now. And you might differentiate between how you used to react, how you used to respond, which is probably what will show up first. That's part of the Cancer energy, really, is where we've come from, what we've always done unconsciously, the habits we've been in, you know, the reactions we've had, the feelings that have operated deep within us that we didn't really understand. And so we have an opportunity here to differentiate between how you used to be and how you're choosing to be now. And that's the Aries energy of really being strong in, well, this is who I choose to be now. And I recognize how I would have handled something, but I'm going to choose to see this a different way. And Venus in Gemini can help us with that. Venus, wherever she is, she makes things enjoyable. She makes it easier. She brings in the grace and the kindness. She brings in the willingness to help. And when she's in Gemini, as she is now, she's willing to talk it out, but she's also willing to think it through and to see both sides and to say, okay, yeah, I can see that side of it, and how about this part of it? And she's a conversationalist. She's an intellectual. So this Venus in Gemini is helping to understand some things, and she's the only air sign, until the moon goes into Gemini early next week. So the only air sign is interesting because air signs are about conversations and relationships, how we connect with other people, how we want to relate, and it helps with our mental processes. We don't have a lot of that right now, and in fact, Venus is going to go into Cancer July 3rd. So we're neglected in the air signs at this time, and there's a lot of feelings up. There's a lot of feelings, and that would be both the water signs and the fire signs. So we have some big emotions running through us individually and collectively, a lot of triggers, a lot of feeling it as heartbreak. There's a heartbreak energy here that will depend on your own experience, of course. And I'm feeling it around the planet in some pockets. It looks like pockets of energy in various situations and circumstances. The heartbreak. And one way that we can turn it into something important or valuable, I should say, is through the understanding of heart consciousness, which reminds us how we're a human family and how we're connected on this planet. And sometimes this is just conjecture. And you know how to say the phrases, and we know the words, and we've heard it all before. But when you go into your feeling body, which is the Cancer energy, and you go into your heart, and you even go deeper into memories you have this lifetime or other lifetimes of compassion and kindness, then you open up to more heart consciousness, which is the understanding that I am you and you and I are related and connected as sisters and brothers. So there's something around this energy that's asking us to stay aware of how we perceive one another and to stay in the goodness that we can forget and to stay in the awareness of our hearts, of what that means to connect with somebody at that place. I feel it as a place of safety. So the Cancer energies are going to be shifting over the next week. Mercury, as I said, moves into Leo and will go to 4 degrees of Leo before stationing retrograde on July 7th. Then moving backwards in Leo, Mercury will re-enter Cancer July 20th. And go back to about 23 degrees, 24 degrees of Cancer. So whatever's happening right now is what Mercury is working through until the middle of August. And so this is why I'm feeling this heartbreak energy and the separation and the parts of our hearts that are cracked and jagged, torn, because we're separated from something we love, someone we love, something that is in our hearts. I mean, it's an energy of a separation that we're feeling in a really deep place. And so as these planets move into Leo, Mars and Mercury, there's a sense of I'm seeing that energy of the heartbreak, the separation gel over as a healing energy. You know how if you were to have a cut on your arm and it tears through the skin and you have to get stitches to put it back together and then those stitches dissolve and the skin eventually, you know, it heals itself, but that scar is still there. And I feel like that's what this Leo energy is going to be doing, is helping us heal the heartbreak, the separation, the loss. And for each of us, this will be felt differently. I mean, I think that if these energies are really working in your chart, you're going to feel it more personally. If it's not working with you personally, then it's it's also energy in the collective. And we work with these energies differently because we're each a different part of the human family puzzle. We each have a different piece of the puzzle. And so we work with these energies in our own unique ways. But for some people, there's a lot of healing right now in the Cancer energies and at a soul level. July is going to bring about more of these healing potentials, especially with the July 2nd new moon solar eclipse, which occurs at 11 degrees of Cancer and is a very strong energy around what is coming into your heart now, what you consider home, what you consider important, valuable, what you hold in a very precious, sacred manner. And there's an energy here. It's interesting. It actually is about that energy for yourself. So you could at first think it's about a family member or a relationship or a partner or something else, but it's actually within you. It's actually an energy within you that is meant to bloom and grow. And it's healing the heartache, heartbreak, emotional world, emotional experiences. It's healing us at an emotional level that is a process, yeah, absolutely. And when we go through these deep healing energies, there can be tears and there can be a lot that comes up that's all part of the process. And I feel like all of that is going to flow if you allow it to flow. Like it will just move through you. And one day you'll feel like this, and the next day you'll feel like that. And then by the third day, you'll feel like things have cleared out and cleaned out. Like it's like they move through fast, and they move through in a way that has a sense of the flows and the waves and the turnover. And all of this, of course, is the Cancer energy of water flowing through you and water being allowed to move. So we're meant to go with these moods, if you will, but I feel it as something that spirals up. And it spirals up so that you're allowed to be where you are one day, and the next day you'll feel a little bit higher or better. And it's interesting because I'm getting the feeling that we're clearing out lifetimes of emotional imprints. And this can absolutely pertain to family. The Cancer energy is related to our ancestral lineage, our karmic energies with family members. It relates to the matriarchy, the mothers, the mother lineage, anything about your homeland, where you were raised, your tribe, where you came from, what you grew up understanding. Heals all of that. That's at least one of the intentions. It's always based on your intention and what you're willing to go into. But this is the roots of our life, the roots of where we've come from. And I do have more to share with you about this new moon solar eclipse on July 2nd on my YouTube channel. You can look under the playlists under Solar and Lunar Eclipses. You can also look under New Moons and Full Moons. And I go into more of the energy imprint of this first July eclipse. It just has a lot of emotion in it. And the beauty of the Cancer energy is that it takes us forward, okay? Even though it is associated with where we've come from and oftentimes the past, the energy of it, the movement of it is asking you to rise up into a higher perspective that supports you, that supports what you've been learning and healing and understanding. And that's because it's a new moon, which is a new energy, and then a solar eclipse is big breakthroughs and understandings and cosmic evolution and things happening to get you to that next place, that next feeling, if you will, like that next intention of where you want to go and where you want to settle, like, again, where you want to call home. And not just your figurative, literal home. It's like a home within, a home within yourself. It's interesting energies right now as we redefine what home means, what safety feels like, and loving all of ourselves, loving everything about your full emotional experience. And people have different spectrums of emotional experiences. And so you might notice that too in yourself, whether you have a very wide range emotional spectrum or a narrower one. But it's loving all of yourself through every feeling. So Cancer will move into Leo, and this is going to be a welcome change, I believe, because Mars goes into Leo. Mars goes into Leo, and Mars does well in Leo, and it's one of the astrological signs where he excels because he is in a fire sign, and he's in a fixed sign. This is a place of confidence and courage, creativity, being yourself, feeling proud, feeling strong, feeling powerful. Mars in Leo shows us what we're ready to commit to next, the next desire, the next ambition, the next goal. It actually helps to fire up our sense of self that tends to feel wishy-washy and soggy after a lot of time in Cancer. So Mars gets his fire back and has a resurgence of confidence in his abilities and in his desire. This is a desire for life. This is a desire to do something worthwhile. This is something that can connect you to what you really love. And the Leo energy is associated with the lion. And if you're familiar with The Wizard of Oz, you know, it can be the cowardly lion. But when the lion gets his heart back, you know, he operates from his heart. And that's part of the Leo journey, is to make sure that you're operating from the truth of who you are, that place of beautiful self-love, and that you're feeling ready to take a risk, to take a risk on life, but to also take a risk to be yourself. So there's a strengthening energy here that the Mars in Leo will support, and that's going to be very welcomed after all of the time in Cancer. Mercury, as I said, enters Leo too, and then we'll go back into Cancer in July. Mercury in Leo is going to help with decision making and what you know is right for you. But because it's Mercury retrograde, you could again feel like you have to bite your tongue or don't declare anything yet. Keep your cards close to your chest. You know, mull it over. Review. Sit with some things. Don't force it. That Mercury in Leo is wonderful at self-expression and saying what it needs to say, but this Mercury retrograde feels like it's better to keep something inside for a bit, because that will ultimately serve you well for the long term, at least over the next month and a half into the middle of August. So the energy becomes more fiery as these planets move into Leo. I'm just feeling how different the second half of this year is going to be. We have two eclipses in July, one eclipse in December. Saturn is still traveling with the South Node retrograde, Pluto retrograde. A lot is happening behind the scenes that we don't know, we can't see. Jupiter and Neptune are squaring each other until October. Confusion. There's a lot of confusion around what to believe or what is true, what is the real story, what is the false story. I'm just looking at how all these outer planets are in an interesting place right now, of like sorting themselves out, if you will. I guess I feel like there's going to be more information, clarity, understanding that comes out as we get closer to 2020. And a lot about the second half of this year feels like ongoing confusion. And I mean this in a public way. I mean this with politics and government and business and corporations and, you know, knowing there's one thing on the news or there's one thing on this website, but then there's another story that's not public, that's not mainstream, and that has, that other story has more of the truth. So there's a lot of things that are glammed over, and that's the Neptune and Pisces. There's also this sense of dealings behind closed doors and things getting worked out or decided, I should say. It's a really significant cycle right now that we're not seeing the ramifications of these developments yet, but they will be coming, especially when both Saturn and Pluto station direct in September and October. I'm just feeling a lot of fuzziness in the energy. There's an information war at hand. There's a lot of confusion in the air. And there's intentional tactics around that. So, coming back to your world and what matters to you, go there. Go to what feels right for you. This is the North Node in Cancer, plus the Sun in Cancer now. And it's an internal energy. I feel like there's a lot around, I'm seeing a globe, but I don't mean the earth. I mean like a globe of, like a glass globe, because it has like this frosted white energy, almost like selenite, frosted glass. And that's where there's this interesting feeling of a protective layer, if you so desire that or want that. And that's a protective layer from 3D energies that you don't want to interact with or that you don't want intruding on your life or in your world. I feel it as something around an energetic barrier that this Cancer energy helps support, where you know what's true for you. You know what you need to focus on. And that energy feels, again, it feels internal. It feels like go within for what you need. Go within for taking care of your energy, because you are the only one who can do that for yourself. And that's how you'll feel the rising strength, the rising power, and the sense of your choices and what is best for you. Because there's going to continue to be the chaos, the drama, the uncertainty, the fuzziness, the lack of truth, there's going to be a lot of stuff that will be unclear. And this can be used for your own mastery, by the way, the ability to be in control over yourself, to feel a sense of sovereignty, to feel independence, to feel powerful, and to know that you can always trust that. And I think that's part of why I'm getting this image of a globe, of that frosted white globe, is because when you come within, you have what you need. And if you go within and you don't know what you need, you can ask and you'll hear an answer, you'll receive an answer, something will come to your awareness and your consciousness. So the internal energies are quite strong. And I feel like it is the middle of the year. Eclipses always bring about change and turning points. They initiate new energies. They are portals of new energies that play out over the next month or years. They show us what we're ready, ultimately what we're ready for next. But the world is changing. The world is changing permanently. The world is changing deeply. There's no going back. What you value right now, you might not value in 3 years and in 4 years. What's important to you, what has your attention now, will look probably really different in the next decade, 4 years, 5 years from now. And we know how fast time is moving. So there's an energy here of really being clear on your priorities, on your power, on what matters to you. And as we move into 2020, we have world-changing energies that have not been experienced in our lifetime. And this is why we're in kind of a prep mode of how do you take care of yourself when the external world is changing permanently. And that's very important to know. That's very important to know on, you know, multiple levels, whether that is, you know, physically, financially, emotionally, spiritually, and so on. It's how do you take care of what is in your heart? And that can absolutely be your family, your kids, your parents, your spouse. There's something here around carrying that with you, okay? Putting that in your heart, carrying it with you. And the 2020 energies are going to bring up a lot, you know, globally. Again, they're going to change the world permanently. And that's going to continue as the United States of America experiences its Pluto return. And there's a few other transits that are happening in the next decade that are big as well. So it's not like it's just one thing. There's multiple transits unfolding that are really significant. And I don't mean, by the way, that this is about only politics or government, although that is certainly a big part of it. The Pluto and Capricorn energies are in the last decan of Capricorn, the last decan being 20 to 29 degrees. These are mastery degrees. These are completion degrees. These are revelations. And this is where the secrets come out and what's been happening is revealed, and what's been going on is known. And the mass betrayals, all the horrible betrayals, the horrible stories of human nature come out, and the shock, right? The shock of it all. So we're moving through very big energies, and I'm getting the image. I'm not a runner, at least not a devoted runner, but I'm getting the image of someone training for a marathon. And when you know you have to go the distance with something, you know, you train for a certain distance every day. You know, you train for 2 miles, and then you go 3 miles, and then you go 5 miles, right? And you keep pushing yourself to prepare your body, to prepare your mind, to prepare for that 26.2 marathon. And so we're doing a bit of that right now energetically, where we're preparing ourselves for stretching and becoming more than we thought we were. And it's to be able to handle the big, the revelations, the betrayals, the true stories that are going to come out. And then by doing this training, by preparing in this way consciously, mindfully, energetically, we then understand what we need to do to heal ourselves. Okay, so it's all has a purpose. And there's multiple timelines. There isn't like one potential path. There's many possibilities, many ways that things can be revealed and come out. But know that we will heal together, and we will be strong, and we will understand more, you know, of course, as we do in hindsight. But I just want to give you a long-term marathon perspective, because in the short term, it could be really tough, but in the long term, we know where we're going, or we know what needs to happen, or we know what needs to be rebuilt. We know what is complete and never again. We know what is needed or what's not needed, etc. So these are big things, and it's important to know that we each contribute to them individually, but we each can contribute collectively by training for the marathon together. I mean, it's the biggest astrology we've had in a very long time. And I said it hasn't happened in our lifetime at this magnitude. So we're ready at some level of our consciousness and some level of our being. We're ready to be here. You know, we chose to be here to be a part of these changes. And people will be locked up. People will go to Guantanamo. People will have consequences. This is all the Capricorn energy on the South Node. There will be consequences that could be very harsh and very heartbreaking. There could be a lot that... Okay, now I'm getting the image of... It's interesting, they wouldn't even let me finish that sentence, because I feel like we're supposed to pull back and say, okay, look, at a soul level, we're supposed to look at what we're learning and what each soul chose to understand about themselves and their power. And I'm feeling now like after we die, you know, and there's many interpretations of this, of course, and good books out there on this, but what I'm seeing is the energy of no-thingness. no-thingness, which is a little different than nothingness, but no-thingness of like just energy. And there's a sense of that energy is made up of molecules that all talk to each other, and that's where intelligence and ideas are transmitted and understood. And so I'm feeling this energy of no-thingness where every soul has this place of like a review or like an understanding of what they were learning in their physical reality, what they were learning in their lifetime. And they are ending certain roles and karmic cycles that have been on the planet for eons, and they're ending some really big karmic cycles that they wanted to end for themselves at a soul level. And so it's important to know that God, Source, Spirit, the universe, sees every soul as powerful and sees every soul as its own entity, its own sovereign being. And this is something that can help us understand the bigger picture. This is a Neptune in Pisces that raises us up into the spiritual realms and the higher consciousness. And this is also the understanding of energies, the universal spiritual laws, which is a course that I teach. And the universal spiritual laws about how everything is energy. You know, that's what everything has in common. And then from there, the universal spiritual laws go into more about how that energy shows up, how it interacts, how it moves and makes our choices. And there's a lot here that holds a lot of lessons that affect millions of people, billions of people. So look at how you can grow and develop your own spiritual perspective, and that's going to help with some of the real-world physical changes that we're building to. And so July, these July eclipses are a part of the 2020 energies because of the July 16th Capricorn full moon lunar eclipse that's right there, conjunct Pluto. And that's going to be revisited in January 2020. So this cycle has been underway. The cycle has been happening. And there's things that we are here to contribute to the healing, okay? And we're here to contribute to where humanity goes next and to what unfolds next. And that is our power, and that is our choice. So July brings in more of these energies that will be unfolding during 2020. So pay attention for yourself, what comes up, what comes out. Pay attention to the themes in the world where there have been changes in power. There's been a lot of changeover in power in different governments, and it's happening. And it's time. There's the regime changes. There's the ending of the guard, so to speak. There's the support for truth. And truth isn't always pretty, but it's necessary if we're going to continue as a human family and be on a higher track. So the energy of July is very potent, and I hope that the new moon solar eclipse video helps you understand how it's going to work with you in your chart. Again, you can find that on my YouTube channel. Also, I have new videos for you on YouTube about asteroids and their archetypes. I just did one on Pallas Athena. There'll be one coming out soon on Juno. And then there's already the videos on Eris and Lilith. And I'll have some more coming out over the next month. So if you want to learn more about asteroid archetypes in your astrology chart, be sure and check those out. Okay, friends, I think that's all for today. And I wish you a beautiful final week, final days of June. Remember to allow yourself to have a moment to breathe, a moment to check in with your feelings, and time to yourself, because there are trigger energies here. And know that it's not personal. It's in the collective. Even though it can feel personal, it's in the collective right now, and everything is meant to teach us something. So stay open to what it's teaching you. Stay open to what you're learning about yourself, and that will help you understand who you are now and your choices in the now. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you back here on Monday for the next podcast. Have a beautiful weekend ahead, and take good care. Bye-bye.